Yeah, I mean, they're a dangerous team for sure. Bergeron and Marchand, doesn't really matter who they're playing with. They're going to create, and, you know, they're usually a pretty hard team to play against. So, yeah, we're expecting a tough test for sure.
Is the focus on some simplicity in the offensive zone, especially given the amount of seam passes that kind of Paul mentioned after the game against San Jose?
Yeah, I think we want to be as direct as possible. But I would say our bigger focus is in our defensive zone and closing on guys quickly and not giving a lot of time and space, because especially against a team like this, they'll take advantage of it and create a lot. So we need to be, you know, close to our man in the defensive zone and understand, you know, what they're trying to do, and you know, make sure we prevent, you know, their strengths from happening.
Andrew, you sort of pride yourself on being that sort of utility knife kind of guy. You played with a lot of guys this year. You're up the middle with two different wingers again on the fourth line. What do you like about that mixture with the two guys you're with now?
Well, I like the fact that we're scoring and not really giving up a whole lot on defense. I think, you know, that's what you want, right? So, I mean, between the three of us, there's, you know, some skills, some speed, you know, really hungry in the corners, I think. You know, coming back, our back pressure is really good, and we got good sticks. So, you know, I feel like we kind of complement each other pretty well, and it's showed so far.
You haven't played, I don't know if you played with Jack, a lot of lost stuff, 1.5. But yeah. What's it like with him, and what do you like with his game?
Well, he's obviously very different than Brendan Lemieux was, but kind of in the same in terms of when he's not worrying about where he has to be, he's really, really good, and his speed and skill are, you know, very elite. And so if when he's not thinking, he's just going in direct and playing fast, that's when he's at his best. And I think he's been doing that the past few games.
So when you're saying that it's because he's still such a young kid, so they're learning.
Yeah. Like they're worrying about where to be and making sure they don't make a mistake, but you can't really play that way. And so, you know, if they do make a mistake, you come back to the bench and be like, I need you here instead of here. But other than that, like, you don't want them thinking too much. So, and that's where I think both, you know, Perot and I, you know, being in the right places at, you know, not at all times, but most of the time, definitely helps him make easier reads too.
Where the last game finished off, have you guys kind of put that behind you now on a new game day, or how much is it kind of still in your minds?
It's definitely still in our minds, just how, you know, how it ended, how sour that taste was. But totally new opponent, so we got to be able to turn the page a little bit, but we got to, you know, hopefully take that loss and, you know, put some, I don't know, I guess add some sandpaper to how we approach the game tonight.
Is it harder to kind of flush that one given how you lost, or is it just like any other game?
I mean, a little bit, especially given the magnitude of the game against a team that's, I think, top in the West right now. But at the same time, totally different opponent. We got to be able to reset mentally, but hopefully we have a little bit of extra motivation for this one.
Speaking of sandpaper, Brad Marchand on the verge of a career high here with 85 points. How much do you marvel at what he does offensively when you look at all the other things he does?
Yeah, I mean, between him and Bergeron and Pasternak, that's one of the most dangerous lines in the league. So I don't think I know as well, just because he's in the East. We don't get to watch him on a night-to-night basis. But, yeah, his growth as a player, it seems like over the last specifically 3 years, has been fantastic. So, yeah, I would say as a line, they're dangerous, and they've got great chemistry. But he, you know, he drives a lot of that.
And he's behaved.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, yeah, we don't play him on a night-to-night basis, so I can't really comment on how well behaved he is, I guess.